This is fun. Well, I'm excited to be here today, and this is kind of a bit of a culmination of a few different things that we've been doing starting last year. We really kind of felt last year that we wanted to kind of bridge sometimes the gap that's not intended between our church service here and what goes on in the gym and our kids' church. We really wanted to, for kids just to kind of just realize that they're a part of the church. And so to kind of bridge that gap a bit more, and you might remember last year that we started sending kids in for the Eucharist, and that was kind of one way that we were, you know what, we want to be taking part in the Lord's table together as families and having our kids a part of that. And this fall, we kind of sat down and we're planning, and we really, Nikki had an idea of our curriculum or our lessons. We could just mirror what is going on here, what we're working through, the five passions, and so we're really excited to be doing that. And today, here worshiping together, and it's great. We've been trying to sing some more songs in there that we sing here, so that it's not so different when we come in here and they know these songs. But thank you for just for parents and everyone here just making this, joining in with us and inviting us in for this Sunday. And I'm gonna, if you can join with me, we're gonna pray the offering prayer here and ask the servers to come forward. That's up there. Praise be to you, O Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power, the glory, the majesty, and the splendor, for everything in heaven and on earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name, for everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand. Amen. So as that's going around, just draw your attention to the clipboards. So if you are in or near the front row, please pick up a clipboard, fill it out, and pass it on back. And we can fill that out for any information so that we, if you're new here, we can get to know you a bit more. And we've gotten to know Joel and Rachel Wells. They've been with us. They had been leading Soul Edge and had managed to stay here in Canada for the fall. At least that was the plan. But because of some visa complications, they're actually having to head back to the UK. So they're with us here this morning, I believe. I'm not sure where. But we are going to be praying with them afterwards. So we just want to really bless them. As it's kind of unexpected, but we want to bless them. We believe that God has great things for them back in the UK. And just to bless them is that as they head back and see what's next for them. As well, for those of you that are new, we finish our service every Sunday with communion. And we invite all baptized Christians to come and receive communion. You can eat the bread and drink directly from the cup, or hold on to the bread and dip it into the wine. And if you aren't baptized yet, or don't wish to receive today, you can come forward. We would encourage you to cross your arms and receive a blessing this morning from the team up here. So that's the regular part of announcements. But because it's family service, we have something a little bit different for you this morning. Because, you know, and I don't think this is just for kids, but I think adults too need some sort of brain break or some movement during, you know, we can't sit for a whole hour, 2 hours. So we've got something here for you today. We have a game planned for you. So what I need you to do is we are going to work as big families, because we are a church family. And so what I need, each of these big columns here, so kind of, I guess they're columns, you are going to be a team. And I'm going to, Dave is going to kind of be your team captain here. And here, Sherry, do you mind? Okay. And Jep and James. Don't worry. So this is what we're going to do. And I need you to listen to full instructions. Please do not start before I explain them. So we're learning about the five passions. Our church has really, you know, we've kind of, I know it was preached on several years ago, but we're really kind of wanting to center on this again, the things that Jesus did while he was on earth, and really what we want to model our lives and our church around. But I want us to make sure that we actually remember what these five passions are. So what I've done here is I came in early, and I have hidden throughout your roast. Don't worry about the other ones. Just worry about your column. But I have hidden the five passions. They're hidden. And what I need you to do as a team, can I get the team captains to stand up? The team captains here. So, oh, I lost my, oh, I got back. All right, yes. I'll do a countdown. And when it's time to go, you all have to work together and you need to collect these five passions, get it to your leader, and get it up here to the front first. And if you do, you will win a prize. So there is a prize involved here. So if you're all ready, so kids, adults, you can all help out. On the count of three, one, two, three, go. Yes, it is in the sanctuary. You do not need to leave the sanctuary. Oh, I think we have them all. Oh, that was a photo finish almost. All right, let's see, Dave. Here, let me see here. Actually, could I have a child from this team come up? Just one. Kira, you're in junior youth, but you can come up anyways. Can you hold these out? Can you read them off and make sure that we have them all there? We have, what's the first one there?
Calling.
Oh, what are you? You're late. I'm sorry. You missed it. You missed
a great effort, Jep.
Whoa.
Violence.
I think this is an infraction of the rules here. Oh, no. Do we have a referee?
All right. Thank you, Titus.
All right. Can you read those off for us, Kira?
Community.
Yes. Community.
Teaching.
Yes.
Mission.
Presence.
And calling.
Ah, yes. Thank you, Kira. I'll just, you want to take this one, Dave? All right, so these are the five passions. And so like I said, we've been learning, well, we've started learning them, just as you have up here in the gym every Sunday. And so this morning, we actually have Pastor Nikki, our preschool pastor, who is going to come and is going to teach us, and she might even teach you our song. I don't know. We do have a song.
Yes, teach us the song.
You might recognize the tune. Do you want this?
Oh, no, wait. I've been instructed.
Oh, yeah. If I can make the mic work. Okay, so, kids, I know you're all excited for this. Now, I just want to say Hi to everybody, and welcome. And thank you, everyone, today who came out for family service, because I know I've been in this church for 20 years, and I know that there are people, literally, that hear family service, and they're like, yeah, we're not going to go that Sunday. I mean, I had 4 kids in 5 years, so let me tell you, on family service day, it was like wrangling wet cats. Like, I was like, stay here, no, oh, you're wet. Why is one on the stage? Get off. But family, we were hit when we were planning on this idea of family and how we are all a family, not just me and my little kids, but all of you. All of you are part of our family, and all of you are part of investing in my children, and I get the joy of being invested in your children. And even if you don't have children, I have so many wonderful people in this church who invest in Sunday school, who have no kids, maybe they're grandparents, maybe they're young adults, and let me tell you, they serve in an amazing way to give a break to those mamas who have, like, I had kids all week, and some of these young people come in, and they're like, oh, hi, yes, that's great, life's great, and I'm like, I love you, yes, and so thank you, everybody, for coming this morning. And before I invite the kids up, I am going to use about 30 seconds of my mic time to say, if you've ever even thought about volunteering in Kids Church, we want you, we need you, and the beautiful part is, you don't even have to change diapers. And even better, if that didn't entice you, if you're not like, yes, I'm in, if they get unruly, we page their parents. So, you know, like, no diapers, no unruly children. Right, children? You're not unruly. No, we got the best kids ever anyway. And secondly, and this is for everybody to pass on to all your peeps, if there is ever a fire in this building or a fire alarm is pulled, which is more likely, we Kids Church staff and volunteers will get your kids out of the building. Please do not come and try to get your kid. We will take them out to the back side of the building. We will make sure we have all the kids we need, and then we'll give them back to you because we might not want to keep them for any longer than we need to at that point. But with those things said, if you are a kid, and by a kid, I mean you might be an adult with a little one. You might be 16 or 18 or 20. But if you are a kid, I want you to listen, front row, keeners. I want you to come up here, but listen. I want you to come and stand right here. And if we take up all of this room, then some of you can stand up on these stairs right here. Okay, are you ready? Kids, all of you, come on. I'll give you 10 seconds. 10, come on. 9, 8, 7, 6. Big kids, I need you up here too. You might need to take somebody's baby, bring it with you. Help these little preschoolers hold their hand. Help them out. Elise is just going to, are you going to watch or do you want to come with us? We're going to teach them our song. Okay? Come. We'll stand over here. Do you want to stand with Charlie? Charlie is right here. You stand with Charlie. Good job. Okay, guys, get in there. Find a spot. Okay. Now, are you guys ready? We've been learning in Sunday school two things. We've learned a chant and we've learned a song. So, these kids are great teachers. They're going to teach you today. Are you ready? First, we're going to do the chant. So, are you ready? Remember, give me 5. One. Okay, we'll do it quiet first for a practice round. Shh. Give me 5. Give me 5. 5 passions. A little louder. Give me 5. Give me 5. 5 passions. Now louder. Now, here's the thing, kids. I'm going to put down the microphone. You guys got to say it so loud that those people, see in the back, they're kind of falling asleep back there. You got to say it loud enough that they hear it. Are you ready? Here we go.
Give me 5. Give me 5. 5 passions.
Back row, did you guys hear that? I think that was a little low. There's a lot of you. Come on, peeps. Ready? Here we go.
Give me five. 5 passions. 5 passions. All right, ready, guys? Now you learn
How'd they do, kids? What? Maybe one more time. One more time, because they're just learning. Are you ready? Oh, that was awesome. Okay, can everybody get their snap on? Wait, that was the chant. Now we got the song. Now remember, if you can't snap, you can go. Ready? Ba-na-na-na. 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 There's presence and there's teaching, community and calling. Finally, there's mission. These are the five passions. Da-na-na-na. 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 There's presence and there's teaching, community and calling. Finally, there's, these are the five passions. Da-na-na-na. 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 There's presence and there's community. Finally, there's, these are the five passions. Great job, kids. Now, listen. All of you guys come right down here and sit on the floor. Yeah, sit on the floor, crisscross, facing me. 10. Facing me. Now, is this a floor? Nope. That's a floor. This is a stair. Floor, stair, floor. Move out there. You guys can move all the way. Look at all those people out there want you down by them too. Come around. Come on. Come on. Come on. You're going to look at me. Eyes are on me. Okay. Before we begin, everybody, prayer position. Up. Remember prayer position? Then our lips are zipped. Ready? Prayer position. Dear Lord God, thank you for this day. Thank you for the opportunity to come and be in church with our family today. I pray that you help us to listen and to grow closer to you. And I pray that you help us as a family to keep our eyes on you and to follow the ways that you have led us. In Jesus' name, amen. Good job. Okay, so we are doing a bit of a review today for you adults as well. And so you guys will recall that we started kids, and we have talked about building a glorious church. And that word is just glorious, isn't it? Don't you love the word glorious? Just say it. Glorious. Doesn't that just make you feel all like, woo, I can conquer the world. I'm glorious. We got this glorious. But then we said, what kind of things build a glorious church? And then we talked about the person who modeled lots of stuff for us. Now, the person who modeled lots of stuff for us, he was in the Bible, and his name was, oh, you see, I didn't go to Sunday school, but I did learn Jesus is the answer for everything. I mean, it works. Jesus was that man, and Jesus did some things while he was here on earth that we want to emulate, right? Because we want to be like Jesus, don't we? Yeah? Yeah, you guys agree. We want to be like Jesus. So we learned about how Jesus took time to be in his Father's presence, right? And he took time to make sure that he stopped what he was doing. But the neat part was did Jesus have to stop for God to be there? Did God only come when Jesus stopped and prayed? Nope. We learned that Jesus and the presence is all around us all the time, isn't it? And that we just need to think and take a minute, and we can be like, oh, I can even take the presence to other people, can't I? Yeah, we can take it out into the world with us when we're doing things like sports. Do you think God's there when you guys are doing sports? Yeah. Do you think that God's there when you're at school? Anybody here go to school? Hands up if you go to school. Oh, there's a few. Even if some of you might do school at your house, that still counts as school. And God's presence is with us in all those places we go, right? Now, boys and girls, eyes on me. Let's see. Oh, you guys are doing so great. We've been learning about listening and what it means to listen. Floor, please. That's not a floor. Thank you. So, today, I'm going to ask you guys to remember two questions. Do you think you can remember two questions? Two questions is a lot. You think you can remember two? Everybody put up two fingers. Show me two fingers. Come on, two fingers. All right. The first question, show me one finger. That's how I know you're listening. See, all y'all out there not listening, no fingers up. This is full participation, family. The first question I want everybody to remember is why. Why are we doing what we do? Why are we taking time out of our church calendar year to learn about the five passions? Why? Why is that? Guess what? I'm not going to give you an answer today. I want you and your families, when you go home, to talk about why. Why are we doing this? Why would I teach your moms and dads and other people, your friends and your neighbors? Why would we all learn about these things? Okay? So when you get home, your first job is to ask your parents and to have a conversation with your parents about why are we learning this? Second question, two fingers up. Oh, I've got some keeners. Good job. Two fingers. There's like out there, they're like, whoa, I've got this. I'm on it. Two fingers. The second question is, how do we do it? How do we become more like Jesus? And how do we use and engage, that's a big word, engage in the five passions in our homes? How do I do presents? How do I do mission? How do I do calling? Okay? Now, the first question was? Oh, let's see this again. I think some people are sleeping. The first question is?
Why?
Oh, that was better. The second question is?
Why
and how? Now, the good news is I'm not helping you with why, but I am going to help you with how. All right, kids, are you all watching me? It's time for a game, because you all love a game. Now, wait for it. Where did I put my Bible? No, I put it somewhere. And with the Bible are, dun, 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 you, people in the crowd. This is your moment to learn a little more about kids' church, too. So in our kids' church program, we give points. We're all in groups. We get points for different things. It might be helping kids. It might be worship. Who's, you know? But these are the golden tickets. And the other thing, the kids can get gold. Yes, they're like, they're not gold. They're yellow. The other thing the kids can get yellow tickets for is at the back of the church, every week I put out Bible sheets. And they can do as many of those Bible sheets as they want, but they can't do the same one in the same week. And they get a ticket for every Bible sheet they complete and bring back. And that's one way of just kind of stretching the Bible learning out. We only have like an hour and a half on Sunday. It's hard for us to do all that Bible learning we probably could. And so that's a way for your kids, if you have kids here, if they're like, Mom, I need to do a sheet. You're like, yes, you do, sweetheart. Yes, you do. And I'll help you with that because I want to learn about that book of the Bible too. It's excellent. So, but this morning, I'm going to give away some golden tickets, yellow tickets. And the thing is that these tickets are good for, get this mouthful, the Via Village Sunday School Store. And the Via Village Sunday School Store, for some of you, in a throwback, is like Chuck E. Cheese. You get to hand in your tickets in exchange for a prize. So we have like one ticket prizes. We have three ticket prizes. We have five ticket prizes. We have 10 ticket prizes. So let me tell you, these tickets can be pretty valuable. If you find a random one on the floor, you might find yourself with some bubble gum. Oh, baby, cash it in, cash it in. But for today, we're going to do a game. And parents, you need to pay attention to this because you are a very essential part of this game. Actually, not just parents. That was a bad use of the word. Let's just say everybody on that side of the church, y'all, this is important. You need to know the rules. I am going to send all the kids around and they will have this lovely sheet of paper. Now, this lovely sheet of paper for after church can be cut into a deck of cards, which can then be used in your home to play memory or go fish or any number of other card games that you might come up with and want to play. So on the back are all the five passions, and on the front is our lovely five passion logo. Thank you to Tanis, who made that amazing image. And so what the kids are going to do, and parents and big kids, because you're going to have to help the little kids who don't know what is going on. What you are going to do, eyes, Jordan, kids, you are all going to get one of these sheets, and you can start getting one right now, but pay attention so you know what's going to happen. You're going to get a sheet, and then I'm going to give you a bit of time to go all around the church with your pencil and your sheet. And on the back of this sheet, adults, mature people, this is your job to pay attention to. On the back, where it says the five passions, the adults are going to write one way that they engage in that five passion. So for example, if it's presence, an adult might write prayer time. If it's community, they might write family dinner. You get to come up with something that you do. Big church, so this is like, think about this, because otherwise you're going to be like, I don't know, what do I do? Something that you do in one of these five passions that helps you to become more Christ-like and helps you to engage in the life of the church and the life of Christ. All right? Now, I can't just let you go forever, so kids, hand that one. Pencil, hand one out. Take one, hand them out. Grab one pencil. I'm going to give the kids, first of all, I better let you know how many you got to have. I'm going to say you have to get five adults to write on your sheet. Five different adults. Can't be the same one. Different adults. Five different adults to write on your sheet. And then I'm going to call you all back here. But listen to my call. It's going to go like this when the time's up. Cuckoo! Cuckoo! All right? So listen for the cuckoo! Cuckoo! And you know to come back. All right, ready, kids? When you have a sheet and a pencil, go and get your five signatures.
Go and get, or this little young man who needs a helping hand.
I love that I have big kids helping little kids figure this out. Owen, oh, good job. Owen, can I write on yours? I'm waiting for Owen. Owen, can I write on yours? Make sure kids get some of those adults that are in the middle. They're kind of sitting there like, oh, I'm in the middle. I'm safe. I don't even have to do this. Oh, now you got four more. Come on, man. Five people. Five people got to fill in.
Oh, I will.
Get those middle people. Even if you have to crawl under chairs and pop up, kids, do it. Get in there. They're like, yep. Oh, I see some people at the back. They're looking like they're, I think they got to maul the children. If you have your sheet, sit right in front of me. I know lots of you have got it already. Make sure you don't squish anybody. No squishing. Don't worry if you still need time, if you haven't got your five. Don't worry. All right. Just wait 1 second. Don't worry about handing it in right at the minute. I'm going to make sure everybody that gets a ticket and needs a ticket gets theirs, okay? Because you know me. Hold on to them. Hold on to your sheets. Now, first of all, big round of applause. You guys did awesome. I'll write it after, okay, Pat? Thanks, bud. You can sit beside me. And might I just say thank you so much to all those big kids who were helping. I don't know about you guys, but one of the things that I've loved about, we've shifted our kid church a little bit from age groupings, and we've shifted them to bigger teams, which means big kids are with little kids, and some kids aren't with their best friends, but that is a way of us, even in our kids, creating a bigger community for them. So it's not just about the kids that are in their peer group. It's actually about all the kids that are around them. And I have seen such amazing work from our big kids taking care of our little kids, which has been incredible. So really quickly, while I wrap up, if you can read one of the ones that's on your sheet, put your hand up, and that way I can see if you want to share one. Ethan, what's one that you could share?
Worship.
Worship. So which one did they write worship under?
Calling.
Under calling. So somebody wrote worship under calling.
Communion under presence.
Communion under presence. Let's see.
Under community with senior youth.
I don't know.
You don't have one? Oh, Karis.
Family dinner under community.
Say it into the mic. They didn't hear you.
Family dinner under community.
Awesome. So there's probably a ton more. I know we got lots more. But here's an idea. Like I say, these are going to go home with them. You guys as families, engage in this. Brainstorm. Put some more ways on there. Help them out. Help them to figure out all the different ways that they can do this. All right? Now, kids, I want you to look at me. We are going to move into communion right away. So listen, listening. Okay. These sheets, I know some of you haven't got tickets yet. Okay. At the end of the service, I'm going to go and I'm going to stand by those back doors. And if you bring your sheet to me, I'll give you your ticket. But until then, we, kids, remember we talked about this last week? For communion, it's important that you sit with your family and you do the best listening you can so that we can engage and everybody can do communion together. And lots of you will be receiving a special blessing today when you come up. Some of you have even been baptized, so you'll partake in communion, right? And this is our way that our whole Via family today, we are all going to partake in communion together. And we all get to enjoy Jesus' presence in communion together. And I know one of the things for me that I really was excited about today, and I know some adults, it's like crazy, but the thing is to me is that we can engage with Jesus, we can engage with the presence of God, even when there's chaos. He's still here. He's in all of this. Our kids don't take away from the Jesus in this room. Our kids add to the Jesus in this room. Our kids reflect Jesus in exciting and new and fresh and glorious ways. So as we move into communion, take that all in and take it in as a blessing. View it through the lens of blessing. View it through the lens of Jesus there in these little ones, even when they're doing something else. It's amazing. So kids, as quickly and as quietly as you can, with your sheets, if you have a pencil, please put it in my pencil bin. And you can go and find a seat with your families.
Keep your sheet. Keep your sheet.
Oh, and with that, I get to invite up the glorious Jep.
Keep your sheet, Silas, and I'll give you a sheet.
Well, good morning. Are we blessed with our children's leaders or what, folks? Hey? For those of you who have kids or have raised kids, you know, as Nikki mentioned, what it's like to wrangle them up for different things. Certainly, they are amazingly gifted when they can wrangle up all of our kids at once and teach them the things of God and work with them and lead them in the ways of the Lord. So we are so blessed to have really amazing people who care for our kids and pour into them. And so I too encourage you, moms and dads, the picture God gave me after about 14 years of kids ministry in Kelowna, about halfway through I began to realize the problem with the North American church and our kids' programs was that there was such a disconnect between the families and what the church was doing, and the church was doing things hoping the families were kind of hitting it out of the park at home, and the families were kind of hoping the kids' church was hitting it out of the park at church, and I think there was a clear gap in what our kids were learning and growing in the things of God. And so God gave me a picture of what I think he intended a glorious church to look like that has kids in it. And it's a very family type feel where kids and adults and youth are all working together and they're working at home, and the church is adding to what the parents are doing and working with what the church is doing and working together. And in a volunteer environment where the parents are coming to the church and saying, what can we do to help make this the most amazing place for our kids? And so God gave me a vision for that while we were in Kelowna, and we started to try to build that there, and then God brought us here where we built that for many years, and now others are carrying that on, and we're so pleased for what our kids get to participate in, and I'm sure you are as well. But my encouragement to you as moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and uncles and aunties is everything that's going on back there, I really hope you're involved in some way, shape, or form. You all have gifts and abilities that God has given you. And these lives are just as important as ours are, that they're fed and that God would work in them. So my great encouragement to you this morning would be to go to Nikki and go to Tyler and go to Jordan and just say, I don't know how I might be able to help, but here's what I can do, and offer your services. And together, we'll let our kids experience a glorious church. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't it be wonderful? What else would we want them to know, that our kids love the Lord? And it's not going to happen by accident. It happens by adults who train up their children in the way they should go, as Dave pointed us to. So I couldn't put a strong enough encouragement to you as moms and dads and church family, that we get in there and get our hands dirty with these great leaders who are leading our kids' programs and our youth programs. Because if there's one thing I want to stand before the Lord and be proud of, it's that our kids and our youth, that they love the Lord. Amen? Amen. I better stop there. Well, it's so fun to have the kids in church today, and as Nikki said, things get a little messy. There's a little bit more chaos than your normal Sunday morning. And what I love about God more than anything else is his ability to work in the midst of chaos. If he couldn't do that, we're all doomed. When I look at my life, I don't know how many times I've sat there and just said, Lord, what is going on? Some of you may have said that this morning. What is going on? There was people falling over each other, diving for stuff this morning, kids getting trampled. It was awesome. It was a little bit of chaos and a little bit of what our lives often look like. And so this morning, you may be in a situation where even this morning you were saying, God, how? How are you going to work in my life? This is out of control. This is a mess. God is the master at stepping into our messes and making everything work out for the good of those who love him. And so this morning, as we begin to focus our attention as adults, as kids, on the communion table, where we all get to come to the same place, and we get to bring our messes, our confusion, our chaos, we have to come and sit and be children. Be children who sit at their father's table, a lavish table where he meets all of our needs beyond anything we could ever imagine. How privileged we are to be called the children of God. How awesome to come to his table on a regular basis, daily, weekly, to come to him and feed from him, receive from him, give all that we need to go back into our chaos and allow him to do what he does so well. So this morning, let's work together in a joint effort as we move towards. We have liturgy, so just like with our kids' programs where we believe in participation, the liturgy is meant to help us all participate together this morning. So let's begin. Well, blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Blessed be his kingdom, now and forever.
Amen. Hear the warm invitation of a father who loves his children. As we got to see our kids today, they put a smile on our face as they do the things that kids do. Know that your father is looking down from heaven right now, and he sees you in that way. He welcomes you, he invites you, and it's this warm, beautiful invitation that the children of God have, and how privileged we are. So all who are willing to share in Christ's death this morning, and to rise with him in new life, to put aside your sins, all the things that have burdened you down, that weigh you down, put those aside this morning and be reconciled where there is division. Anyone you have division with this morning, if you are willing to make that right, willing to let the Lord work on your heart, then we can draw near with faith. And we can take this holy sacrament to strengthen, comfort, and nourish us. And we can make our humble confession to our loving Heavenly Father. Let's take a moment and just take an opportunity to talk to your big dad in heaven. What is it you want to unload this morning? What is it we want to be cleansed of? What do you want to be washed of this morning? Let's just pray and kids, join in. What is it you want God to cleanse you of today? Wash you? Maybe you didn't treat your sister quite right this morning, or your brother, or your mom and dad. You didn't quite obey the way you should have. So let's just take a minute and wash ourselves of everything. Lord, cleanse us this morning. How privileged we are to come to your presence today. Be washed and cleansed. What are the burdens that are weighing you down? Things you don't have answers for. Lord, we give all those things to you today. So, Heavenly Father, we accept your invitation. We come just as we are with all of our chaos and brokenness. And we do a great exchange this morning. We give you all that. We die to all those things and we receive resurrection life. So, Father, we receive it this morning. Send your resurrection life into our bodies, into our hearts, into our minds, into our souls, to our spirits, whatever needs you this morning, Lord. We welcome you and we give you authority over our lives and every part of them and every bit of the chaos in this world. Lord, you promise that in this world we will have trials. There will be difficulty, there will be struggle, there will be battles, but Lord, you haven't left us alone. And you step into our worlds, and we welcome you this morning as our Heavenly Father to make sense of the chaos, to guide us through, to give us a firm place to stand, to give us rocks to stand on, solid foundations, to make decisions this morning that we need to make. Father, we welcome you into our worlds, into our lives in the most intimate in beautiful ways. We receive your invitation. And together, as one body with one heart, we make this confession together. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, in word, and deed. By what we have done, by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole hearts. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry. We humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us our sins, both known and unknown, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, in the power of your Spirit, to the glory your name. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who in his great mercy has promised forgiveness of sins to all those who with heartfelt repentance and true faith turn to him. May he have mercy upon you this morning. May he pardon and deliver you and cleanse you and wash you from all your sins. May confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, bringing you to everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let's stand and worship and give thanks this morning.